a davar chadash that I heard miyedidi Hagoyin Rav Moshe Grunschlita, and it's mamish a davar nifla that relates sai to the sugyas that we're learning, and also it's still davar beitay matayv as we're still in Chodesh Nisan. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz Matzah, he talks about the Isser Chametz. And the Rambam says, "V'haminia chametz b'shusa b'pesach." If somebody leaves chametz in his b'shusa on Pesach, afal pisha lo yachlo. Even if he didn't eat the chametz, over b'shnei laven, he's going to violate two laven. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, "Lo yeira lecha sar b'chol gavulcha." V'nemar, and it says, "Sar lo yimatze b'vatechem." What we know is the lav of bal yeira u'bal yimatze. So says the Rambam, if someone is only mania chametz b'shusa b'pesach, he only has chametz. That he only has it. He's over not just one lav, two laven. He's over the lav of Bal Yerah, and he's over the lav of Bal Yemot. The Rambam continues, and the Rambam says, "Einu loike mishum leyirah v'leyemotze." A person does not get malchus for the lav of Bal Yerah Bal Yemotze. Elim ken kono chametz bepesach oichimtzoy kidei sheyasa maisa. The only time a person would get malchus for the lav of Bal Yerah Bal Yemotze is if he was over Bal Yerah Bal Yemotze with a maisa. Meaning, he purchased the chametz on Pesach, or he made the chametz on Pesach. Avlam hayuloi chametz kodma Pesach. But let's say a person had chametz in his house before Pesach, uba Pesach, and then Pesach came v'loi biyaroi, and he didn't get rid of it. Elo he nichay b'shusoi. He left it in his b'shus. Afa pisha avar al shnei lavin. Even though this person was over on the two lavin, b'yirah b'yimatzeh, enoi loikim in atayra, he's not going to get malchus, mipnei shaloi osa by maisa, because he didn't do a maisa, right? Pretty relevant to today's daf. So says the Rambam, if someone's maniach chametz b'shusay b'pesach, even if he didn't eat it, he's over two laven. The lava by your rabbi, your matzah. Do you get malchus? So the Rambam says it depends. If you did a maisa, you bought the chametz, you made the chametz, then you're going to get malchus because you did a maisa. If, however, you had the chametz in your reshus and you just left it there, being that you didn't do a maisa, it's lav she'en by maisa, and lav she'en by maisa ain't like an olive. And in the words of the Rambam, afal pisha aver al shnei laven. Even though you're over two laven, still ain't like him in Atayr, you're not going to get malchus mipnei, and the reason is shaloi asa ba maisa. The Merkeves HaMishka and other Achroinim ask a question of flaw on this Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Yutes of Hilchas Sanhedrin does something that he does in different places in his Svarim, and that is he counts and sorts the laven. So we know that there are 365 laven. Says the Rambam, in the 365 laven, you should know for 207 of them, there are malchus. So at the end of the day, when you go through the cheshbon of how many laven there's malchus, how many laven there's no malchus, the Rambam says there's 207 laven for which there's malchus. In the words of the Rambam, Nimtzu kol ha-loiken. If you add up all the loiken, Masayim v'shiva, it's 207, and simen lahem. The Rambam says, I'll give you a simen, yilku zedim. The words yilku zedim, lachin ha-malchus, is begamatria 207. You don't see this every day in a Rambam, but yilku zedim, that's a gematria, says the Rambam, and this is a remez to the 207 laven for which you're going to get malchus. If you go through the Rambam's 207, when the Rambam is talking about lav number 99, says the Rambam, "Hamekayim chametz bePesach b'Shusoi, kigoin shechimetz isasai." If someone is mekayim chametz in his house, for example, he was chimetz isasai, he was over by your matzah. That's an example of where you're going to get malchus. So the Rambam, in his 207, in his Yilku Zedim, he counted by your matzah as one of those laven. In fact, if you're keeping score, it's lav number 99. Fregin the achronim, it's a pella. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz Matzah, "Haminiach chametz b'shusay b'pesach, afal pisha lo yochloi over b'shnei laven." The Rambam says you get two laven. Now the Rambam says you're only going to get malchus if you do a maisa. But if you do a maisa al kaponim, how many laven are you going to be over? You're going to be over two. It's going to be bal yirah and it's going to be bal yematzah. If that's the case, in the cheshbon of 207, it should be two laven, not one. Yet the Rambam only counts it as one. He counts it as number 99. This is the kushyin of flaw. Astir the Rambam, Perek Aleph. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that if somebody is over by Yerah by Yematzeh, he's over two laven, by Yerah by Yematzeh, and in the end of Perek Yutes and Hilchas Sanhedrin, when the Rambam's moina all the different laven, the laven that you get Malkus on, over there the Rambam was moina Mekayim Chametz B'Pesach B'Shusak Gagan Shechimetz Yisasai as being only one. So the Merkeves HaMishnah on the Rambam says that maybe Pshat is that it's Yodua, everyone asks on the Rambam. This goes down as maybe from the most often quoted kashas in Shabbos Hagadol drushes, the Chelik drush, of course. And that is that the Rambam says you get Malkus for the laugh of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, L'chayra, isn't it a laugh Shenitik L'aseh? It's true, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. But there's also an aseh. There's an aseh of Tashbisu. So to the extent that there's an aseh of Tashbisu, how could the Rambam say that if somebody goes and is over the Issa Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, albeit with a Maisa, he's going to get Malkus, L'chayra, it's a laugh Shenitik L'aseh. It's true if you do it with a Maisa, it's a laugh Sheish by Maisa. But it's still going to be Nitik L'aseh. It's going to be Nitik L'aseh to the aseh of Tashbisu. The Kama Kumus in Nishtabru to answer this Kasha. So it says the Mekavis HaMishnah could be that one Kasha answers the other. In other words, lo'olam the Rambam held that really Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh is a laf shenitik laseh. It's nitik to the aseh of Tashbisu. And enochinami, if a person's going to go and he's going to be over the lav of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh, when it comes to lemaisa getting malchus, you know how many malchus he's going to get? He's going to get only one. And the reason he's only going to get one is because the other one is nitik laseh. Meaning you have two lavin, Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh, you have one aseh of Tashbisu. So the one aseh, hafaldik, knocks out the one lav. What you're left with is the other lav, and it's for that reason. And chanami, you can only get malchus. So the Rambam, when he says, haminiyah chometz b'shusah b'pesach, hafal pishul yochol over b'shnei lavin, it's true, because really there's two lavin. But with the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perikites, when he was talking about the malchus, the Rambam only counted it as one. You know why? Davka, because of the Veltz Kasha. It's because at the end of the day, one of them is going to be Nitik Laseh, and the other one is going to be the only one that you're going to be able to get Malkus. So you have these two Peladig Rambams. You have a Rambam that says that on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, you can be Malkus if you do a Maisa, it's a Lav Shenitik Laseh. And you have a Stiris Rambam, where the Rambam's way to Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh has two Lavim, and yet in the Minyan Lavim, the number's 207, it's only 99, it's only one. How do you reconcile these two Peladig Rambams? Zokhtim Akevis HaMishnah, one Kasha answers the other. The Rambam said two Lavim, he never said two Malkus, and Faket. It can't be two malchus because one of the lavin is taka or lav shenitik laseh. It's the other one for which you're going to get malchus. Which one? It doesn't matter, but it's only one of the two. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, taka was only moine as one. He wasn't moine as two. It's a fire teretz. But there's one problem. The problem is that everyone knows there's so much lumdus to be miyash of the Rambam that the Rambam really held, for whatever reason, that Tashbisu does not make Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh into a lav shenitik laseh. Reb Chaim Briska goes in his derech, and Remeh Simchan or Sameach goes in his derech, and all the shivas say different pshatim, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of ray to be miyashiv the Rambam differently. That the Rambam lo'olam held that the lav of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh is inherently and not a lav shenitik laseh. And if that's the case, it's hodri kushi l'duchte. L'chayra, we have a stiris Rambam. Because the Rambam's moina Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh has two lavin. Yet, in the minyan alavim, the Rambam says Yilku Zeidim is 207. He does not count Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh as two. He only counts it as one. How do you reconcile these two Rambams? So Rav Moshe wanted to say something beautiful. He said that if you take a look carefully at the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, so the Rambam, after he counts the 207, he literally goes through all of them. He says, Nimtzu kol haloikim masayim v'shiva simulahem yilku zeidim. The Rambam's Lashon is Nimtzu kol haloikim. What does kol haloikim mean? All the people that are walking into Beis Din right now and they have to bike the chibur to get malchus, that's 207. The Rambam didn't say there's 207 lavin for which you're going to get malchus. The Rambam's talking not about the chefts of the lav. The Rambam's talking about the loikin, the gavra that's going to get malchus. You see, this is what's unique about Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. Every time you're over Bal Yirah, you're also over Bal Yimotzeh. And every time you're over Bal Yimotzeh, you're also over Bal Yirah. So kumta is that from a loike, from the gavra's perspective, if you're loike for Bal Yirah, you're also going to be loike for Bal Yimotzeh. If you're loike for Bal Yirah, doesn't mean you're going to be loike for eating nevela, but if you're loike for Bal Yirah, you're going to be loike for Bal Yimotzeh. So as it relates to minyan halavin, it's taka 208. 100%. That's the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah. Oh, but kol haloikim is only 207. Because whenever you're over the lav of Bal Yirah, you're also going to be over the lav of Bal Yimotzeh, and that's the diak nimtzu kol haloikim. So Rav Moshe Grun wanted to shtel to a dover nifla, and that is the Rambam brings a remes to the inyan of 207 loikin, and that is yilku zeidim. The truth is, there's another remes that the Kadmoinim mention, and that is that Malkus is a makor rabba, and rabba, resh, beis, hey, is also the gematria 207. But the Megala Mukos, and this is an Oithin Ayin Vav, so he talks a little bit about this Inyan. And he says, Dvarim Niskovim Kedarke Bakoidesh, but Toich Dvarv, he says a Dover Pella. He says that we know Avram Avinu was Midas HaChesed. By the way, this ties into everything that we're learning now. L'rabbis Chumashe. Avram Avinu, we know, was Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak, we know, was Midas HaDin. In Arm Torah Mitzvahs, we have Aseis and we have Lois Aseis. Asei is a Hava. Asei comes from the place of Chesed. Lois Asei is Yira. Lois Asei comes from the place of Din. That's why the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael says Asei is Doicha Lois Asei. Because a Hava is Doicha Yira. Avram is Begematria. Rashi brings in a Chumash right in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, 248. That's the Begematria of Avram. Yitzchak is Begematria, 208. Said the Megala Mukos that Avram is Begematria, 248, because Avram is Chesed. Avram is Ahava. Avram Oyavoy. And that's Kiminyan de Essen, which is 248. Yitzchak, who's Din, Yitzchak, who's Gvura, Yitzchak, that's Yira, he's Begematria, 208, says the Megala Mukos. Why? Because there's 208 Lavin for which you get Malkus. As I said, the Megala Mukos. Because there's 208, it's 207, it's not 208. Said Ramosha, the Teretz, it really is 208. Because of this great Sakasha, because the Rambam's really minor by your Rabbi, by your Matzah, is two. The Teretz is Nimtzu Kol HaLoikim Osayim V'Shiva. Mitzad the Loikim is 207. Aber Mitzad the Cheftzif and the Malkus, really it's 208. That's the Oymik in this Megala Mukos. That's Pshat that. He says Yitzchak, who's Din, is Begamachi 208, because really there are 208. Which is Malkus. Demis says, if you look at the Megala Mukos inside, it could be the Megala Mukos is even saying it Mefurish, Ayin Shom. Abaham Mia, this would be Pshat in this remez of Yitzchak being Midas Hadin, Yitzchak being Begematria 208. But just one more punchline. And that is, the Megala Mukos in Oifin Reish Hei, he there too is talking about this Inyan, that Avram is Midas HaChesen, and that's why he's Begematria Reish Mem Ches. And Yitzchak is Midas HaDin, Kenegad Lois HaSeis, which is Begematria Reish Ches. And there the Megala Mukos talks about the Rambam's remez of Yoku Zedim and Makaraba, the remez of 207. And he says that one of the inyonim of 207 loikim is the word oir, as in light, Vayehi Or, is Begematria 207. Right, this is easy math. Aleph, Vav, and Resh is 207. And he says, Ba'orcha Nira Or, Ayin Shom again. This is way above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, Azoy Shtei to Megala Mukos. But I'll tell you one Dover Nifla that Ramoitra Gunshtel Tzu, and that is, the Ramchal wrote a sefer called Shroshei HaMitzvos. So this is one of the more obscure Sfarim that the Ramchal wrote. And in Shroshei HaMitzvos, in Klal Samach, the Ramchal talks about Lavin. And he says as follows. Just read one paragraph inside. V'hinei, ha'onshim shenimsru lahen. As it relates to Lavin, you find two types of onshim. Malkus and Misa. The soid ha'inyin. You ready? The soid of the inyin is, ki besidrei ha'merkovo, Nisteru ha'inyonim, pa'oifin sheyesh minei chatoim, shegormin hisacheis ha'sidra achra b'ma'oirois, v'goyremes lem choshech. So in the world of the Sidrei Merkava, which by definition is above our pay grade, there's two types of averas. There's certain averas that if a person does that avera, it allows the Sidra achra to chap on the oir, and it's goyremes lehem choshech, and it brings a certain finstenisht. There's a choshech on the person, there's a certain choshech that comes into the world. Ach yesh acherim, but then there are other averis. Shegormin shetechois chas v'sholim kol kach, that it causes a sitra achra to have such an achizo, shetigroim the pnimios, that it rears on the pnimios of the kedusha, lehistalik ulesalim legamri, that the person gets completely cut off, v'zen nikra kitzutz upirud. If a person does an avera, that's goyim choshech. Tzorich sheyei onesh achoyte biyisurim koshim kegufay. The punishment, the onesh that a person needs to get is he has to get yisurim, which are koshim begufay. The amnan klal agvurois akoshos shemehem ba ma yisurim agufim klalam elamites, and the klal for that is 39. Ubesoid ze niskan hamalkus ubelkois achoyte mekabel onshoy v'niskan apkan umeschapel levegami ulechatom shegarnu kitzutz. But as it relates to that, there is that a goyim kitzut tzarech misa. He needs misa. V'oz niskan. And it's only then that he's going to have a takana. V'omna minei ha-misa is dalin. The four shame. Oisius of the Shem Avaya, Ayin Shom. But says the Ramchal, Bulashoyne Yazah, there's two types of Averas. One is an Avera, a Loisaseh, for which there's Malkus, and the other one is an Avera, it's a Loisaseh, for which there's Mises Besdin. The Avera for which there's Malkus is Poigim in the Ma'oiros of Shemayim. It brings a Choshech into the world. And because it brings a Choshech into the world, it needs a Tikkun. And the Tikkun for the Choshech is Ayudei the Malkus. The ones that require Chiyah Mises Besdin, their Oichi is in a much more pnimius than a place. And what their Goyrim is not Choshech, but Kitzutz Upirut. And the Tikkun for that, the way you come back, is through Mises Besdin, the Dalut Mises Besdin, which are connected, the Dalut Oisius of Avayu. Again, this is real Kabbalah, but the bottom line is, that's where the Achiza comes from. But one thing you see from here, that when a person does a Loisaseh, Sheyesh by Malkus, what is that Goyrim in the Welt? What it's Goyrim in the Welt is a certain Choshech. So he said, Ulai, that's the Pnimius in the Remes of the Megala Mukois. Oyer is Begematria 207. 207, the Rambam's Remez of Nimtzu Kol Aloikim Masayim V'Shiva, because when a person gets Malkus, what he's doing is you're taking the Ma'oirois out of the Achiz of the Sitra Achru. You're removing that Choshech, you're bringing back the Or. That's the Oymik of the Remez of the Megala Mukois, that Or is Gematria 207, because through the Malkus we're bringing a Vayehi Or. That's what's coming. And this really is in line with the Inyan that we've spoken so much about, that we talk about Malkus and we talk about Mises Besdin, right? I mean, there's a certain very morbid component to this. But we know an Oynish is not just an Oynish. An Oynish is Eichet HaKapara. Through the Malkus, there's a certain Or, there's a Lichtigkeit that came. Yeah, it's a Makar Rabba. Rabba's Begematria 207. It's Yilku Zedim, the Rambam says it's a Begematria 207. It's Yitzchak, which is Midas Adin, that's also included in this Remez. But there's also Or, because there's a component of every single Oynish, which is also a Kapara. The Oynish is manifest in a Choshech, hence the Remez for the Tikkun and the Kapara is manifest in the word Or.